This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello, this is part two of a discussion on open-mindedness on Man Baggage with Jordan Gray and my wife, Linda Kane. Something you said earlier, Jordan, because I'm wondering if there's a disconnect between conservatism and open-mindedness. An inverse relationship, because one would expect, if we measured it, that as we got older, we would both become more closed-minded and more conservative. But I think sometimes people can become more conservative politically and economically, but more sort of wise and open-minded. I don't know if it's because the sex hormones that make us angry start to drop off, men become less violent, less fiery, women become less, you know, well, you know, I've heard Lindsay say it 10 years ago, I probably would have kicked off there with that waitress, but you know, the new me does not, you know. Is it possible to become more conservative and more open-minded at the same time? Because they feel like opposites.
They do. It's a failing of the English language, isn't it, really? Like, in most respects, English is so great because we've got so many words that all mean the same thing. And for poetry, it's beautiful. For actual communication of complicated, nuanced ideas, wise and open-minded might seem like they're in the same bracket, but really, it's quite different, like, in my opinion, because really, all we're talking about is open-mindedness. If you want to talk about big C conservative and sort of like liberal, let's say like liberalness and conservatism, there's a sense of that all liberalism is a predisposition to being able to take in new ideas if they're good or bad. It's open-mindedness to everything. And conservatism is keep what we have going, obviously, exactly the same as it is. Conserve energy, conserve resources, everything's fine. Even if it's not fine, keep it going. So as you get older, just the idea that you want things to, if you're even being in a terrible situation, I suppose as you're feeling more and more unable to summon up the energy or the dynamism to take on new challenges, you're just going to be more conservative. So the idea is that I can't imagine someone getting more open-minded as they get older without lots of extraneous things coming into their life, like aliens landing. The world's going to see an uptick of open-mindedness, I imagine, but that's a huge variable that would suddenly change the world.
So, Linz, would you say you become more open-minded? You've definitely become more chilled. It's a version of open-mindedness where we can go into a shop, get bad service, and you won't spoil the entire day by turning into Joe Pesci.
Except if you're fucking Lynx taxis, then I'll go off on you.
Yes, last night, obviously, you fell off the wagon quite heavily last night. But normally, I mean, I even had stand-up about it, but it was more or less true. Like, wherever we've moved for the first decade of our relationship, within a year, maybe 18 months, the primary set of shops you hit can no longer be used because he shortchanged me, he was rude, they closed early, so Lindsay will have a feud going and we have to move to the next high street along till eventually, you know, we're getting up, picking up our local shop in Aberdeen.
It's boundaries!
But would you say you've become more open-minded, Linz, or less?
No, absolutely.
I mean, I've always been a wild child, like dancing on MDMA at sunrise. Everyone's a friend. There are no rules. The weirder you are to me, the more I want you in my... That's my hippie-free spirit I've always had. And I feel like I've gone into a profession, you know, stand-up and an artist, where I get to carry on doing that. I like to think I'll still be like that when I'm 80 years old. But I think a lot of other people start to go, that's me, that's who I am, and close down their views more with age.
I think, especially you as well, like you're always open. You've done so many things in the last 10 years that we never thought you would probably do. I think I'm probably getting more open-minded as I'm getting older, but I think that's because I'm becoming more confident in myself. So I don't know whether that's links. Like I just feel a lot more confident. Yeah. Like I don't need to prove myself to anyone. I've got to the point where I don't care what people think. And I feel like I've got a superpower.
That's a brilliant point, Lynn. So I haven't got this in my notes at all. I was going to say, is open-mindedness a sign of intelligence? But is open-mindedness a sign of confidence in yourself?
Yeah, you'd think so, wouldn't you? Because there's a less of a risk that change is going to affect you, because your confidence allows you to take on new challenges and extraneous variables, strange new variables. You're confident enough to take those on. So you don't have to invest energy in keeping things the same, hold tight to what's going on. I'm confident enough to sort of skip through life, aren't you?
We were having a conversation with family members the other week about mushrooms and how in like in parts of America, they're trying to microdose for depression. And we were like, isn't that amazing that we read a study that someone had come off antidepressant, they'd been on them for like got however many years, and now they're microdosing that. And like, we were talking to an older family member and they were like, no. There's it's drugs. And we were like, but it's interesting, isn't it? How the side effects of that, you know, are probably a minimal compared to the antidepressants and what damage that's doing. But I suppose it's like maybe a generational thing, I don't know. But that was just one topic that we were talking about, and I was like, that's really interesting, the science behind it. I've never looked into it, I don't really know too much about it, but it's very interesting. But that other person was like, no, it's drugs are bad, you know. And then that was that. But then that comes down to education.
Yeah, like holding on to just a core belief that you were told. If you aren't 100% sure about it, but it just makes you feel a bit icky or a bit strange or a bit uncomfortable, just it's so much easier to conserve your energy and just lock yourself into absolutism. But then you do just build up like a pus-filled sort of boil of cognitive dissonance in your brain, and it needs to explode at some point. And that's why these massive arguments happen with people. If you basically, you can't back down from an absolute statement. Like once you've said it and you've committed to it, you made your whole life about it, like drugs are bad, and then someone proves the contrary, even in a small amount, a little bit of your brain just suddenly pops, you know, and it's dangerous. It's really, really bad.
You can treat that with mushrooms, ironically. Open-mindedness. Let's just play devil's advocate for a second. Is it always a positive thing? Can you be so open-minded that we end up, Lindsay, I mean, Jordan touched on it earlier, about holding these two opposing views as you walk past. Let's use the homeless person example. So you end up doing nothing. So it becomes paralysing. So if there was an argument or a debate and you said, I can see both points so clearly, I'm just going to do nothing. I think that's what a lot of politicians end up doing when they abstain or don't vote. We had a special on here recently about climate change. And there's a thing I've never even heard of. I just thought it was some wanky new label, a way for Gen Z to wear baggy trousers and get triggered, called eco-anxiety. But it's a real thing. It's where people are so worried about recycling and global warming, and they keep thinking about it, that they end up doing nothing. They don't recycle. They don't campaign. So you can become so open to ideas, Linz, that you become paralysed. So isn't it sometimes a negative thing? Don't you need a small degree of closed-mindedness to make a decision? Sitting on the wall's not good is what I'm saying.
But then I think it's made probably because they're not educated on that particular topic. So they're not, again, it comes back to confidence of, well, I wouldn't. The only time I sit on the fence, you know, like when I'm around like really intelligent people and like having...
Good afternoon.
And then I just sit there and I sit on the fence and I have no idea what they're saying. So I just sit there. And I suppose that comes down to me confident, like not actually understanding what the word means, what you've said. So I don't know.
But with the more serious issues, Jordan, be they political, be they politicians trying to make decisions about lockdown and this and that and the other, being too open-minded to all of the arguments, sooner or later, you've got to become the bad person that goes, well, this is what I fucking believe.
It's so fascinating. And that's where English fails us. Again, there's a commitment to the bit. And then there's open-mindedness. Yeah, like if you push that to an absurd degree, it's the exact same premise of people that believe conspiracy theories. To be so open-minded that a conspiracy theory can enter your brain, there's no problem with that. I mean, that's circumstantial. But what we do tend to find is that people that believe the conspiracies believe every single one of them without interruption. It's the Queen's a lizard. We didn't land on the moon. JFK Pizzagate. Was really Marilyn Monroe. It's Pizzagate. All of them. And that's a sign, I suppose, I've always sort of intuitively felt this and more recently talked about it more. If you're feeling like your freedom is being taken away, or there's a reason why you're unhappy and you're not quite sure, and you have to admit to yourself that maybe you stood by while your freedoms were being taken away, or while your happiness slipped away and it was your responsibility, it's a lot easier to say, oh, turns out there's a Illuminati that's making us all unhappy. All right, that's much more ironically, that's a lot more comfortable to believe. And I think what you're talking about the apathy there, really, when we're all so confused and annoyed and sad about what the decision and unable to make decisions about big things that are going to affect the world moving forward, it's so much easier to be so open-minded that the responsibility is taken out of your hands, because like, well, both sides have, you're like you say, both sides have a good point. I'm going to be here in the middle and sort of absolve myself of responsibility. And that's dangerous as well. You're right. Close your mind a little bit, tighten that aperture just a little bit and aim at something good if you can. But that takes confidence, doesn't it?
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better?
Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I wasn't expecting to talk about God and religion today, I've got to be honest. But it almost sounds like religion is the ultimate closed-minded. I mean, we're going to be machine-gunned on Twitter anyway, so let's go for it. Is it closed-minded to have a religious belief?
I have to say this because this is literally the thing that happened to me that really changed my view of it. I can't believe that this is a failing of the language again, but this lovely Jehovah's Witness person I know, really nice person who really liked me, I really like them. I was talking to them about open-mindedness and I didn't realise that the phraseology itself of open-mindedness is condemned and demonised in the community because opening the mind means opening the mind up to the devil.
Right.
The language of it is don't open your mind. Imagine that being something you would say to a child, but it's just the failing of the language. So the idea is keep your mind closed because then it's safe and it's got good things in it already. The innocence of a child. Keep it closed. It's really confusing language to use for a person.
So Jordan, you know what's really interesting? You were just saying then about, so religious, keep it closed so you don't believe in the devil sort of thing. I would say I'm probably closed-minded in terms of religion because I'm an atheist and I'm like, nah, nothing exists, science. But so I'm probably closed-minded in that sense where I'm like, you know, when people try and talk to me about God and I'm just like, I respect your views, but they're not mine.
You might be selling yourself short there. I mean, if you're like a able to see that other people have views and that they're existing and happy with their views, like you just said, I reckon that's more open-minded than most people in that regard.
We do have a Richard Dawkins quote on this subject. Richard Dawkins said, or if you don't know Richard Dawkins, he wrote The God Delusion, the sort of atheist Bible. He said, by all means, let's be open-minded, but not so open-minded that our brains drop out.
Richard Dawkins, lovely. When I was a teenager, like so many teenagers, he was a rock star. I had all of Dawkins' books and nothing has changed about them, despite the fact that he's come out and against the idea of gender being quite as fluid as we think it is.
Which is bizarre, really, because that's the ultimate open-minded position about the human brain and its malleability. And we're ever told is there's more cells in our brain than there are stars in the universe. But you can't do that. Back off. Right, last few minutes, social media. I know it's already sort of permeated much of what we've spoken about, but there is a certain type of open-mindedness on social media that I like to call fake wokeness, where people are pretending to be more open-minded about things than they are. I mean, from a comedy point of view, I do think I give comedians a free pass because I will do a 10-minute rant about being annoyed about what's its changing shape when I clearly couldn't give a shit. It's just funny content. So something might have happened to do with Brexit or during the pandemic, where I didn't particularly have one view one way or the other, like being made to wear a mask on the train. I was like, it's a bit annoying, sort of do hate it, sort of get it. But yeah. I was like, pretending that I had more of a view than another for laughs. Is that okay? But overall on social media, the sort of fake wokeness, here I am next to my recycling bin. Doesn't it look hot? Never used it. You know, a bit of green click. Green click me. You know, this fake wokeness, is it dangerous if people are behind the scenes not doing anything to change the world or protect it?
I suppose it's a two-pronged answer, really, ain't it? Like, because you're right, about giving comedians a free pass, there's something to be said for, are you happy to not play to the lowest common denominator of person in what and however you perceive that to be? We're not here to decide what a good or a bad person is, really. But social media is an odd thing. There's probably research to suggest that a very specific type of person uses social media in the majority, and then you've got performers and entertainers that are putting their ironies out there that are being like misconstrued, and you're accidentally just permeating a message. But surely we're not supposed to take responsibility for people that take us that seriously. I mean, I don't know. I actually don't know the answer to that question.
But is there a sort of contagion where we're addicted to looking like we're doing the difficult things? Let's just look green issues, like recycling, like caring about the environment. But as soon as you switch your phone off, you're like, foiling with the food, don't actually give a fuck. But I did such a hot post earlier, I had my top off next to my food bin. You know, I feel like there's a lot of that going on.
I can't empathise with that. And that's rare for me because I'm not like, I like to think I am open-minded to most people's views that are leaning on the left, but I don't get that same dopamine hit of people telling me I've done a good job. I need to see myself doing a good job in close-up. I need to see my own eyes watching my own hands throw a bit of foil in a bin, otherwise it doesn't ping that reward center in my brain.
Do you mean like people are artificially putting stuff out just because either it's trending or they want to
Correct.
So like, you know, if something's going on in the world you don't really know about it but it's trending and we put something up in, I don't know, to support it, but
a black square would be a great example. My black square's up, right, that's my bit done, right, back down the shops.
So I had a friend and I spoke about this actually recently, and they were like, I didn't put it up, but because I didn't put it up I got like a black square at the time. You know, they were saying if I did it I would have got called for doing it, but then the fact that I didn't, then I still got called for not doing it, so I just didn't know what to do, so I just didn't. Do you know what I mean? Like, whenever they've gone to do something, they get bitched about either way, if they do or don't. So you sort of, you can't do right for wrong, really.
Yeah, that's so interesting. The people that post it because they're confident doing so, the people that don't post it because they're confident, the people that post it because they're not confident and want to seem like a part of the pack, and the people that don't post it because they're not confident. It's the four types there. And those, yeah, it's very difficult to differentiate, isn't it?
Last question, because we are out of time. It's to do with relationships, romantic relationships. Has being too open-minded ever negatively impacted on a relationship? The obvious example be like, hey, I mean, I'm open to maybe we both get dressed in dog outfits and maybe get a third person in the bedroom, or we have a litter tray in the corner of the room, and your partner's like, what the fuck are you talking about, you pervert? Have you ever been too open-minded in a relationship where it's put the other person off? I've definitely burnt the opening stages of what could have probably been good relationships with pervy suggestions.
But you're still together, and that's really nice after all these years. You're still hanging up.
Yeah, no, previous ones. Lindsay obviously passed a lot of filthy hurdles to make it to judges' houses and then the live final. Sorry.
Is that a little bowl in the corner I see there of your room?
A litter tray.
Oh, that's one of I do remember as a teenager, a partner of mine, it seemed very... sort of, there was no question of the fact that all relationships were supposed to be polyamorous affairs, which is really nice. I think that's really cool. Like, if that's what you do and that's what you're into. But it was like a militant approach without, there was no evidence or pros and cons. It was just something that I guess some people grow up in, that sort of bubble of open-mindedness. That's a bloody big bubble. The open-minded bubble is probably the biggest bubble there is. But to the point that it never crossed their mind that relationships weren't supposed to be polyamorous, and I was torn to shreds for suggesting that we be a monogamous couple, and it made me feel really weird because I was like, oh, that's what I was brought up on. I presumed monogamy was the standard. It perhaps isn't the case anymore. Maybe we're all sort of fossils in that respect. I don't know. I think the world would be nicer if every single person was with every other person. That sounds great, but it seems like that's becoming more the default in young people's minds, that polyamory is the standard and monogamy is a decision.
It's like a taboo subject. I think it's been spoken about more. I think, like, when I was younger, my idea idea of like a marriage was, you know, I've passed comments in the past, oh, that they're not happy, they're doing these things because they're not happy, or parents, you know, when you've got kids, you should, this is what I was like when I was younger, like they shouldn't be going out if they've got kids, like they should be at home with the kid, they should be doing this. And now I've got a kid, I'm like, oh, I totally get it. I totally get why it's okay to go out and have that me time as well. I think that's really important, self-care. So I used to probably judge when I was younger, I'd judge people that were going out as a, you know, the parents or kids at home.
Yeah.
I used to judge them, and now I'm like, what, how? That was because I was uneducated. I couldn't empathize because I didn't have kids at the time.
Now we're like, take the baby, we're going to Chris Brown.
Yeah. No, but I mean, people shouldn't judge on anybody's situation because it's all different. As long as the people are happy and, like you say, the consent, then what's the problem if you're not harming anybody? Just get on with your own life.
Well, sorry to be closed-minded, but we're out of time and I'll tolerate no extensions. Thank you very much, Jordan, Gray and Lindsay. If you've come here as fans of Jordan or Lindsay, highly likely, hang around. Do subscribe, do like, leave a review and be open to leaving a positive one, even if you thought what we said was a load of old dog shit. How's that for open-mindedness? This has been Man Baggage. My sack is emptied. Yeah. Goodbye!
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.